Hashem, if we're able. It really is a zechut for me to share words of Torah with you and to learn Torah with you through this alumni Telashir. I wanted to deal today, tonight, wherever you are. We're right in the beginning, you and I are right in the beginning of Chodesh Nisan, and we know that Nisan is the month of Geula, Be'ezrat Hashem. Bnei Yisrael had experienced the Geula in Nisan 3,500 years ago, and Emir Hashem, we will experience Geula in Nisan as well. I wanted to talk about a topic that I've never talked about in public, as far as I can remember. But I wanted to share this with you, and you can please feel free to email with feedback, both constructive critique and otherwise. The reason that we eat matzah on Pesach is expressed very clearly in the Haggadah, in the component of Magid with the Rebbe Gamliel. When we discuss Maror and Pesach, we also discuss matzah. And the Haggadah says as follows: Matzah zu sha'anu ochlim al shuma. Why do we eat matzah? Al shum shelo hispik b'tzeikam shel avotenu lahachmitz ad shenigla alayhem melech malchei amlachim akadosh baruch hu ugalam. Shene'emar vayofu et habatzeik asher hotziu mimitzrayim ugot matzot ki lo chametz ki gorshu mimitzrayim velo yachlu lehitmameya vegam tzeda lo asu lahem. Very clear. We've known this reason since we're in kindergarten. The reason why we must eat matzah on Pesach is because we simply did not have time to let our bread rise. That's what the Haggadah says. We all say it. However, this seems to be exceedingly difficult. Bnei Yisrael knew quite well that they were leaving. They knew in general that they were leaving. But they also, in other words, that once Moshe started... Once Moshe started coming and telling Bnei Yisrael and showing the signs that Bnei Yisrael were being freed, they knew it was coming. Okay, so one can suggest perhaps that they knew it was coming big gadol, but they didn't know it was happening today, this very moment. But the truth is they did know. They did know. They were told that they were leaving. They had a lot of time to prepare. If you have a chance, open up a Tanakh to Sefer Shemot, Perek Yud Bet. That's Parashat Bo. And in Parashat Bo, the Torah tells us, I'm just going to skip to Pasuk Gimel, Dabru el kol adat Yisrael lemor be'esor lachorosh hazeh v'ikhu lahem ish se levet avot se labayit. They're told in Pesach Mitzrayim. You and I don't have this chiyuv. But they were told in Pesach Mitzrayim on the 10th day of Nisan, 5 days before the Geula, to get ready for a Korban Pesach. And if you skip to Pasuk Vav, V'haya lachem l'mishmeret, and this Korban that you're going to take, you have to hold on to, Ad arba'asar yom l'chodesh hazeh. And you're going to eat this, and if I skip to Pasuk Yudbet, V'yavarti b'eretz mitzrayim b'layla hazeh, V'yiketi kol b'chor b'eretz mitzrayim me'adam v'ad behema, uv'chol elohei mitzrayim, e'eseh shvatim ani Hashem. So it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. And so we didn't have time. We didn't have time. As a matter of fact, in Mitzrayim, we are told, go back to Pasuk Yud Aleph. This is Perek Yud Bet, Pasuk Yud Aleph, in Sefer Shemot. V'kacha tochlu oto. This is how, l'chatchila, this is the mitzvah. This is how you are supposed to eat your matzah. How? Motnechem chagurim, na'alechem beraglechem. Get ready to go. And here are the three words. Va'achaltem oto b'chipazon. That's the title of the shir here. B'chipazon. The title of the shir is that you have a chiyuv to eat your matzah b'chipazon. And if you have a chiyuv to eat your matzah b'chipazon, the chiyuv came before Bnei Israel even left Mitzrayim. Our first Pesach, we're sitting in Mitzrayim. And we eat it b'chipazon. Why? It clearly is not exactly the way the Haggadah describes. The reason why we eat matzah on Pesach is clearly something greater than just, well, we had no time. Because we were told still in Mitzrayim and Perek Yud Bet and Parashat Bo, we were told that we've got to eat our matzah b'chipazon. So why would it be? What component What valuable component in the essence of the mitzvah is being expressed by requiring us to eat the matzah hastily, b'chipazon? The Gemara is very interesting, but I'm gonna skip actually to Rabbi Soloveitchik. Rabbi Soloveitchik, one of his everything he wrote is outstanding. Everything, but one sefer specifically, Kol Dodi Dofek, was written years after the Shoah, and it discusses primarily the process of the Geula and the way Hashem and Bnei Yisrael interact during that process. Well, the name of the article / sefer is called Kol Dodi Dofek, and it comes from Perek Hey in Shir Hashirim. In Shir Hashirim, Perek Hey, Pasuk Bet. I'm going to read a few. I know that you probably don't have a Tanakh in front of you. Perhaps you do. So I'm going to read it slowly. This is a conversation. It's a mashal. It's a mashal between two lovers. But we know that the nimshal is that the lovers are Eretz, are Bnei Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Now listen to this. Perek Hey of Shir Hashirim. I'm starting with Pasuk Bet. Ani Yesheina Velibi Er. Kol Dodi Dofek. My beloved Nax. I think the fancy English translations always say something like, my beloved Nakith, which I have no idea what that means. I don't know why you just can't say Nax. But anyway. Anyway, it says, Ani Yesheina Velibi Er. Kol Dodi Dofek. I'm asleep, but my heart's awake. And oh my gosh, my beloved is knocking at the door. And what does we say? Pitzchi li achoti rayati yonati tamati. Open up the door, my sister, my love, my dove, tamati tam, my pure. Shiroshinim latal kvutzotai resise laila. This is the nimshal is Hashem is saying, I'm here. I'm knocking on the door. And why? And Hashem says, so to speak, kiviyachol, kiviyachol, shiroshinim latal, my head is filled with dew, kivutzotai, and my parts of my hair, resisei laila, is filled with the drops of the night. So what does Bnei Yisrael say? In this mashal, what does the lover say? The lover is on the other side of the door. Open up. Pasuk Gimel. Pashatati et kutanti, eichacha el bashena, rachatzti et raglai, eichacha tanfeim. Bnei Yisrael says back to Hashem in this nimshal, not the mashal, in the nimshal. We'll do the mashal first. The beloved says, Pashatati et kutanti, I took off my coat. How can I put it back on? I've washed my feet, I'm going to get them dirty. And then, Dodi, Pasuk Dalet, Dodi shalach yado min hachor, Umei hamu alav, my beloved, the person on the inside, says about the person on the outside, my beloved put his hand by the hole of the door, and my heart was moved for him. Umei hamu alav, my heart was stirred, that's a better word. My heart was stirred for him. Pasuk Hey, okay. Pasuk Hey, what does Bnei Yisrael say? What does the lover say? The knock on the door, my beloved is there, I'm going to go. Pasuk Hey, kamti ani liftoach ladodi. I got up to open for my lover, v'yadai natfu mor, and my hands dropped with myrrh. Mor is myrrh, whatever that means. A kind of very nice spice. Over al kapota manul, and my fingers are flowing with this myrrh stuff. They're moving along the handles of the door, the doorknob, the lock, and the lover's ready now. Patachti ani ladodi. Okay, I'm ready. V'dodi chamak avar nafshi yatz. V'dodi chamak avar nafshi yatz'a b'debro b'kashtiyu v'lo mitzatiyu kirativ v'lo anani. Sad, short, very short story, but very sad. Okay, I got up. I got out of bed. I put my slippers on. I put my robe on. I'm finally ready to open the door. And dodi chamak avar, my beloved, has turned away and was gone. It's a very sad story. It's a story of missed opportunities. My lover is there. I'm not going to open it. Okay, I will open it. My lover's gone. And you should know that the Medrash says that this fifth chapter in Shir Hashirim really speaks both in a drashic way. It's not just about Bnei Yisrael and Hashem, which is true, absolutely true, that sometimes Hashem wants to speak to me, so to speak, and I'm not ready. And when I'm finally ready, he's not ready. But even more specific than that, it's actually referring to the return of Tzion to Eretz Yisrael for the building of the second of the Beit HaMikdash during the times of Ezra and Nehemiah. So Kol Dodi Dofeik is a call to Bnei Yisrael in the days of Ezra. The door is open. I'm here. And we sit around doing nothing. And this is in fact discussed by the Kuzari. If you get a chance to take a look at the Kuzari, you'll take a look at Chelek Bet. And we're going to look at Chaf Gimel and Chaf Dalet. I'm going to read it kind of quickly. I have it translated from the Arabic by a man named Hartwig Hirschfeld. It was written 110 years ago. Anyway, so this is Chelek Bet, or Ma'amar Bet, I should say, and it's Chaf Gimel Chaf Dalet. So the king says, I'm going to read a little bit, but it's a very painful reaction to this Kol Dodi Dofeik. He's going to quote it. So the king says, the Melech of the Khazar says in Kuzari, listen to this, this is shocking. It's very painful to hear this. Says the king, he's an outsider, he wants to know what's going on. He says, if Bnei Israel is so important to the Jews, then you have fallen short of the duty laid down in your law by not endeavoring to reach that place and making it your home in life and death. Because even though we say, says the Melech of the Khazars, even though we say, Rachem al Tzion ki yivet chayenu, have mercy on Tzion, because it's our house. And yet, and we all turn to this. I'm still reading from the Kuzari. Painful. Remember, Rabbi Halevi himself did make Aliyah. And he says, everybody, all the Jews turn to Eretz Yisrael when they daven, and when they Aliyah la regel, and we bow and we kneel. And yet, says the Melech HaKazars, it is either mere appearance or thoughtless worship. And he goes on, and says the rabbi in response, this is now Chaf Dalet, I hope everyone's with me. The rabbi says, this is a severe tochacha. It's a sin that has kept us. And he quotes, and he quotes, and he quotes, and he also quotes Shir HaShirim, Perek Hey. I'm going to read in the Kuzari Chaf Dalet. An allusion to these problems, so to speak, might be found in the enigmatic words of Shlomo. I sleep, but my heart is awake. Right? We just read that. So how does he explain it? He designates, Shlomo HaMelech, designates the exile, designates the galut by sleep, and the continuance of prophecy among them by the wakefulness of the heart. It is the voice of my beloved that knocketh, means, says the Kuzari, Hashem's call to return. My head is filled with dew, alludes to the Shechina, etc., etc. And people didn't come. People didn't come. This is a painful thing. And what does Rabbi Soloveitchik in Kol Dodi Dofeik say? And perhaps this is the answer to our questions. Says Rabbi Soloveitchik, I'm reading in the Hebrew, but I'll read it kind of quickly. Hayahadut hikpida me'od al isur chimutz hasha'a. Judaism is incredibly strict and stringent about the prohibition of chimutz hasha'a, losing opportunities. Shehiya, says Rabbi Soloveitchik, kol shehi nechshevet al yada lepesha. Just delay might be a form of pesha. Ha'adam mafsid lifa'amim et olamo b'shel chet echad v'yit mama. A person, this is shuddering to read, a person can lose his entire olam haba from one aveira, v'yit mama, and he questioned and he tarried. And so says Rabbi Soloveitchik, this is one of the greatest avirot we can think of. Listen to what he says as an example. Mahu avon chilul Shabbat. Im lo asita malacha rega echad acharei shkiat hachama. Shemuteret haita rega echad lefanea. A person before shkia can drive in a car, that's perfectly fine. 1 minute goes, boom, chilul Shabbat. He says, I'm going to read the final lines of the Kol Dodi Dofek here. Bameh mitbatei bitul mitzvot? How can you describe forgetting mitzvot, bitul mitzvot? Im lo behit mahamut shel dakim achadim. How else can you decide, explain sin without the waiting if for a couple seconds? Kegon kriyat shma liachar zmana. Nitilat lulav acharei biyat hashemesh, etc., etc. Says Rabbi Soloveitchik, and perhaps this is the answer to our original question. For those of you who came late, please press star 6 so you can mute your lines. I'm sorry to have you to do that. But anyway, what our question was, why, according to the Haggadah, we eat matzah at the Seder because we didn't have time. But it's not true, to leave Mitzrayim. But it's not true. We heard in Perek Yud Bet already, the first Pesach in the whole world. We heard you have to eat the matzah b'chipazon. How can that be? B'chipazon. I'm not running out there. And Rabbi Soloveitchik perhaps gives us the answer. That the chametz is so close to matzah. The mem, both have a mem. The tzadi, both have a tzadi. What's the difference? Well, matzah has a hay. And chametz has a chet. Just the tiny, tiny difference. I just came back, Baruch Hashem, from baking matzahs with my family and other families. And we saw the mashgiach was running around 16 minutes, 17 minutes. That's it. 10, 9, 8, 1, 3, 2, 1. Done. You wait. It's the same exact ingredients. Nothing, as a matter of fact, the halacha is that matzah cannot become matzah unless it can become chametz. So if I make potato matzah, it's not matzah, because it can't become chametz. It's only from the five grains. If I make, I don't know, quinoa, I don't know why I thought of that. If I make quinoa matzah, it might be tasty, it might be healthy, but it's not matzah. Because matzah is only something that can become chametz. And that is a central theme of Pesach. The difference between chametz and matzah is chick, you're done. And the first thing that Bnei Yisrael hear when they left Mitzrayim, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. The centrality, why would Kiddush HaChodesh be the first mitzvah that Bnei Yisrael hear? And perhaps it stems from the fact that it teaches us the point that fixed times, using time wisely. Excuse the expression, but Sem Torah, squeezing every minute, is the theme, one of the primary themes on Pesach. Chametz is chametz, a second after matzah was matzah. And this idea of being strict with our time and being careful with our time and using our time wisely and not letting opportunities go to waste, this is a central theme. There is a great sefer called Halichot Shlomo. Halichot Shlomo is a sefer written about Piskei Halacha in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. And in the volume called Moadei Hashana, from Tishrei to Adar, it's interesting, it's not Nisan, I'm reading something from Tishrei, but there's one of the volumes is called Moadei Hashana Tishrei to Adar, Halichot Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and Perek Gimel. Perek Gimel, footnote 13. Perek Gimel, footnote 13. In the Halichot Shlomo of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, in the volume of Moadei Hashana Tishrei to Adar. What happened is that Rav Shlomo Zalman suggested, he was asked by his students, what should they work on during Aseret Yemei Tshuva? And I'm going to read to you the first line, but then I'll summarize the rest. V'lifa'amim, says the footnotes, haya, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach used to, mamlitz, used to advise his students, litchazek bishmirat zmanim kvuim l'sidrei hayom, shehu yated she'akol talui bo. It is a peg that everything else hinges on. If I am strict with my times, then the rest of my day is filled with shmirat mitzvot. And he said, he used to say all the time, he used to scream, that eating in the right time and sleeping in the right time and all the rest of the things There's a story that is told that Rav Shlomo Zalman was asked what made him a gadol, and he answered the question, which is, I just love the fact that he answered. And what did he say? He said, I eat when I'm supposed to eat, I sleep when I'm supposed to sleep, and I learn when I'm supposed to learn. And that's Rav Shlomo Zalman. And this is the same idea, chimutz versus matzah. Another sefer called Halichot Shlomo about Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in the volume of Tfilah. Yeah, it's a very fascinating thing. So the volume of Tfilah for Halichot Shlomo Perek Hey, footnote 56. And it is amazing. It's fascinating because the footnote describes that Rav Shlomo Zalman used to discourage people from davening Vatikin if it would ruin the fixed rest of the day. If you're supposed to have a night, if you're supposed to have a Seder from 11:30, 9 to 11 every day, well, and you miss that because you did the holy Vatikin the night before, guess what? You're going to lose out. And so he used to literally say, and I'm going to read, She'afal pisha tefillah kevatikin devar gadolhu, mikol makom shmirat zmanei halimud v'sidrei yeshiva kodmin, ve'aleihem litpalel b'yeshiva. We should daven for that. This idea of using our times wisely, that perhaps is the reason why we must eat our matzah b'chipazon. I'm sorry, the Korban Pesach b'chipazon. Why? Why do we have to? The answer is, again, because it's part and parcel of this newfound freedom. Is squeezing every minute. Squeezing every minute. The Sichot Musar, has been translated into English, and the title is Sichos Musar. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, if you get a chance, take a look at Ma'amar Tet Zayin of the year Tafshin Lamid Aleph. I didn't figure it out, but I believe it's 1971. I'm not positive, but I believe it's, well, if it's Chag Pesach, I'm pretty sure it's 1971. What does the Sichot Musar say? This is an unbelievable level that halavai we should all be on. I'm not on this level. But I want to be on this level. I'm pushing for this level. All of us should be. The Rabbi, Rav Shlomo Zalman of Auerbach, I'm sorry, Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz and Sichot Musar, Ma'amar Tet Zayin, Isruchag Pesach, Tafshin Lamed Aleph, he says the following. He first describes the story, if you remember, the famous story about Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, the whole life story, but then he also eventually goes off to yeshiva. Not for a day, not for a week, for a month, not for a year. He does Shana Aleph, and he does Shana Bet, he does Shana Gimel, he does Shana Yud, does Shana Yud Aleph, does Shana Yud Bet. And he amassed quite a number of students. And you know the story. We all know the story. And Rabbi Akiva, it's finally time to go home, and then a whole entourage comes. I'll remind you, if you're interested, an entourage joins him, and his wife gets made fun of. And a guy makes fun of his wife. You know, hey, you're the daughter of Kalba Savua, richest man in Yerushalayim. You deserve better. And her answer was, as you remember, she says to him, Halavai, that he should, you know, that my husband should, if it were up to me, he would learn another 12 years. And what happens? Kachaya, exactly. He turns around and walks away. And Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz asks a very simple question. He's been away from his wife for 12 years. His wife was the one who left her life. She was Bill Gates' daughter. And she goes to live with this poor, poor, ignorant shepherd. And yet, Rabbi Akiva, been away for 12 years, overhears his wife saying, Halavai, another 12. He could have walked in. She could have made him a sandwich. She could have said hello. He could have taken a shower. Nope. He turns around. Boom. And Rabbi Chaim Shmuel Levitz asks, why? So again, Sichot Musar Ma'amar Tet Zayin for Isru Chag Chag HaPesach Tafshin Lamed Aleph. He says the following. I'm going to skip down a little bit. Al ela al korchin anu tzrichim lomar ki yodeya yada Rabbi Akiva et hasakana. Rabbi Akiva knew the dangers hakrucha b'knisat abaita. Rabbi Akiva knew the dangers of walking into the house. V'afilu yikanes l'rega achad bilvad, and even for Rabbi Akiva, walk into the house for a second, Mi yodea im yuchal lahamshich biota mida shaita bo kol yud bet shana ki hefsek kol dehu gorim liyarida. Well, that's not even fathomable. If you guys look at Echad Bilvad, mi yodea im yuchal lahamshich biota mida shaita bo kol yud bet shana ki hefsek kol dehu gorim liyarida. A hefsek. Using time wisely, finding the time, not running away, not being lazy, not sitting around. There's many examples. This is Pirkei Avot. Im lo achshav ein matai. Grabbing the moment. I'll tell you another really beautiful idea. It's the same idea. Same idea. And this is in Parshat Va'era. In Parshat Va'era, we know that there are arba lishonot shel geula. And one of the languages of Geula is, says the Torah, that Hashem promises, V'hotzeiti etchem mitachat sivlot Mitzrayim. Says Hashem, I'm going to take you away from a sivlot Mitzrayim. Sivlot Pasha Pshat, of course, means I'm going to take you out of the pain and suffering. But sivlot also comes from the word savla. It also comes from the word savlanut. It comes from the word savlanut. If you just joined us, if you don't mind, please pressing *6 to mute your line. I'm sorry to ask you to do that. Anyway, so it says, mitachat sivlot Mitzrayim, that Hashem is taking us out of the patience. Of patience? Sivlot, savlanut. I thought patience is a good midah. The answer is, like every other midah in the world, it could be, and it could not be. Savlanut is a very, very good mida when it comes to regular things in yanim gashmiim. Okay, so IOF, I don't need to have food right away. I can wait in line at the bank one more time. I actually was at the doctor, everything's fine, Baruch Hashem, about a week ago. And there was an older man there whose appointment was after me, and I let him go ahead of me. And there was a Rav, a big Rav in the neighborhood who came. I said, I'm not going to go in front of you. And he went ahead of me. And that, I think, I hope, expressed a certain level of savlanut. I was in a little bit of a rush, but savlanut. However, savlanut, in a ruchani level, we don't call it patience anymore. Now we call it indifference. Now we call it apathy. Excuse me, and that is a terrible thing in spirituality. Okay, so I didn't learn today. Well, all right, what am I going to do? There's always tomorrow. No, I'm learning today. Today. And that's what Pesach, one of the major messages of Pesach, when you're eating the matzah, you remember this. We all must remember this idea of grabbing the moment. It's embedded in the very essence of matzah and described in the Medrash. You all know this Medrash, the Mechilta of Rabbi Yishmael for Parshat Bo in Parshat Tet. Again, it's the Mechilta of Rabbi Yishmael says the following, Ushmartem et ha-mitz et ha-matzot, and says that you know this Medrash, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Al Tikrei Kein, Ela Ushmartem Et HaMatzot. Kederach She'ein Machmitzin Et HaMatzah, Kach Ein Machmitzin Et HaMitzvah. Ela Im Bad Mitzvah Liyadcha, Aseo Tatamid. This is a concept in the very word of matzah. Chimutz means lost opportunity. Mitzvah HaBa Liyadcha, Al Tachmitzena. A mitzvah that comes your way, don't let it go. Now, Rav Kook wrote an incredible, many Sfarim, of course, as you know. Rav Kook wrote a sefer called Orot HaTchiyah, Perek Nun Hei. In Orot HaTchiyah, Rav Avram Yitzchak HaKohen Kook says, I don't have it in front of you. Let me try to read it slowly, but Mukubalim Anu Shemirida Ruchanit Tiyeh Be'eret Yisrael Uvi Yisrael. We're used to Merida, we're used to rebellion, unfortunately. Says Rav Kook. Hashalva hagashmit, the complacency, the physical complacency, asher tavo lechelek me'auma, that's going to come to a part of the nation, asher yidmu shekvar ba'u lematratam kulam, tiktaktin et haneshama, this kind of laxity, indifference, apathy, makes the neshama small, v'yavo yamim asher tomar emem chefet, then people, what do I care? It begins to leave. It's not only one person. It's the nation that loses this opportunity. And I'm going to skip a little bit. And he says, we're going to have this negativity. Ad Asher Yavo Sa'ar. Can you imagine, Chas V'Shalom, he says there's going to be a tornado. I don't think it means physical tornado. It means a tornado in people's minds. And that's what he says. And soon, and B'nai Yisrael, when that happens to B'nai Yisrael, they're going to see that Hashem is great. So this, I hope you're sitting around, everything's, no, I'm grabbing. To conclude, there is an outstanding Gemara. It happens to be also mentioned in today's Sem Torah for Parshat Metzorah. I actually been Mikra, there's no such thing as Mikra, but I quoted this Gemara for a different reason. Anyway, I'm not going to read the whole Gemara inside, but I'll just say that there's a narrative in the Gemara, in Perek, in Sanhedrin, Daf, Tzadichet, Amar Aleph. There's a narrative in the Gemara, between Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Eliyahu Navi. And there's a few narratives, and one of the narratives is as follows. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi finds Eliyahu HaNavi again, and he says to him, when's Mashiach coming? So Eliyahu says to him, why don't you go ask him yourself? And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, where is he? And he says, he's sitting among, I'm going to read the line, Yativ Beini Aniye Sovle Chalayim. He sits among all the wretched people who have all these diseases. And what do they do? What do they do? In other words, so I'm going to go find him sitting among these people. Really, Geula comes from such inauspicious places. He's sitting among these people who have all these sores all over their bodies. They, says the Gemara, take off all the bandages at once, treat their wounds, and put them back on. Mashiach, you're going to see one person sitting there who takes off a bandage, fixes the wound, puts on the bandage. Takes off another bandage, fixes the other wound, puts on the bandage, etc., etc. Why? I guess it's a strange detour. Bandages, they take them off all at once. You take, the Mashiach is sitting there among them, and he's taking off, one on, one off, one on, one off. Why? The Gemara asks. Why? Because if the time for my appearance to be Mashiach has arrived, I want to grab it quickly. I want to grab it quickly. I can't wait. I'm going to wait. I took off all the bandages. Okay, you want me, Hashem, to reveal myself as Mashiach? Okay, fine. I'll be with you in 2 hours when I put the bandages back on. No! Can't do that. Hashem wants it now. B'nai Yisrael are ready for it now. That's exactly what it is. Now, by the way, I want to continue the Gemara because it's really related to what we are discussing. So anyway, so Rabbi Shimon Levi says, okay, when are you coming? And Mashiach says, today. When, so that's the answer. And then Rabbi Shimon Levi comes back and says, when Rabbi Shimon Levi comes back to him, no, I'm sorry. Rabbi Shimon Levi says, when are you coming? So Mashiach says, today. Okay. Wait. No Mashiach. So Rabbi Shimon Levi returns to Eliyahu. And there's a whole conversation there. And then Rabbi Shimon Levi says, guess what? Mashiach lied to me. Eliyahu says, what are you talking about, lies to you? Rabbi Shimon Levi says, because I asked him, when are you coming? And he promised me today. And he has not come. How does Eliyahu HaNavi explain Mashiach? Amar Lei, I'm going to read the end of this Gemara. Eliyahu HaNavi says to Rabbi Shimon Levi, Amar Lei, Hachi Amar Lacha, this is what Mashiach said to you. Sure, Mashiach is going to come today. What today? What do you mean by today? I'm sorry. What did he say? He said, Hayom. When am I coming to you? Hayom. Im b'kolo tishma'u. I am coming today. But I'm only coming today if you listen to my words. In his words, Hashem's words. That's exactly our message here. That if we want Geula to come, and we all want it to come, it's not sitting back and waiting for things to happen to us, and I'll get to it tomorrow. No, that's Mitachat Tzivlot Mitzrayim. Some people you and I know are still enslaved in Mitzrayim. They haven't gotten out yet. And we know that 80% of Bnei Israel didn't get out. Even then, there are still some people thinking like that, everything will be fine. As Rabbi Liebtag always says, Mitzrayim was the breadbasket of the world. They were steeped up to their necks in chametz. but not just chametz, you know, bagels and whatever, but the chametz of delay, the chametz of forgetting about it, not a big deal, not very important. That is what's keeping Mashiach away. But the Hayom, I'm coming today, says Mashiach, im mikol tishmau, im mikol tishmu, if you listen to Hashem's words. So we have an obligation. Listening to Hashem's words is doing mitzvot, but it's being makbid on our times, using our times wisely. Those of you who are in Bein HaZmanim now can use our time wisely. Those of you who, you know, are not, they're in college or whatever it is, it's okay. You still also sem Torah, squeeze every minute that you can. And that's the way we get rid of our chametz. We get rid of our chametz by seeking and seeking. The Sifrei Hasidim talk about the chametz representing the Yetzer Hara. And we have a whole process now of getting rid of it. Biur and Bittul and Mechira. I don't want it. I don't want it. We should all be Zoche to take these words to heart, to try to grab and squeeze every minute that we can out of Olam Hazeh. And we have, it's not me talking anymore. The Gemara has promised us and Tanakh has promised us that when that happens, we will all be Zoche to a Geula Shleima Emir Tzashem. Ladies, thank you so much for joining. I am looking forward to learning more Torah with you again very, very soon. If I don't speak to you before Pesach, I wish you and your entire family and all of Klal Yisrael a Chag Kasher v'Sameach. Litzraot, everybody.